Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We kick off the third hour of the show. I didn't know this. We found out from Olivia, who called in earlier tonight. Apparently, they're serious about this. This is not some sort of April Fool's joke. They're going to stop producing the penny. And that's a pretty big deal. I want to get into it. Come up here. We're going to go to the phone calls. Your calls and thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're also talking about the slowly shrinking print business. Specifically, in this case, newspapers. Their costs are rising dramatically as far as what it costs to actually print a newspaper. Of course, distributing it is another challenge because you have to have actual humans to go out and do that. And of course, everyone's hiring right now because it's hard to find workers. Well, guess what? It's hard to find newspaper delivery men as well. And so some companies are just cutting back and not printing as much as they used to. They're just cutting out entire days of print runs. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Rob is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, so I think that the reason why a lot of these newspapers are shrinking is because I don't think the people, the public, I don't think that they don't participate in it. I think that they'd rather participate, like, on a website or Facebook or something like that,
mm-hmm.
You know? I think a lot of times, too, that with the newspaper, that whenever there's, you know, something that's gone on, I'm specifically even in the town of where the paper's at, a lot of times you don't even hear about it.
You don't hear about it, or you do hear about it?
You do not.
Oh.
Well, if you don't read the paper, of course, you probably wouldn't hear that.
Right, but still, I don't know. I think a lot. Another problem is that the honesty, I think it's really gone away. You know, I think it just...
You said the honesty? You're saying honesty has gone away? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever known an official to tell you the truth?
No,
well,
of course not.
Even if somebody isn't a paid government agent working for these newspapers, they've already been government indoctrinated if they went to journalism school in college. So.
Exactly. Oh, wait, this is actually an interesting point that we were talking about on off air here. The government is actually paying reporters now and sending them to work at newspapers on behalf of the newspapers.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That reminds me of a story from years ago where there was a paper in, I believe it was the town of Claremont, New Hampshire. And Claremont is kind of one of those dying towns. It's sort of known as it's tough to be in business in Claremont. People are moving out of it kind of thing. And the newspaper also was dying. And so they actually, the government bought or like gave the paper a bunch of money or something like that.
Was this the local government or a federal government?
I believe it was the state.
The state did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In order to keep the quote-unquote newspaper of record around. You remember hearing about that, Rob, years ago? You kind of live over in the area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same old, hey, you know, we'll scratch your back, we'll scratch our back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I think it's always been that way for decades.
Now, Rob, we know you. You're a local activist here in the area. You're a longtime listener of Free Talk Live. And you're one of our older friends. So you're in your, what, late 50s, early 60s?
I'm 58 years old.
Late 50s. Are you still a newspaper user? Do you still pick them up from time to time?
Well, I mean, I read The Shopper,
mm-hmm.
You know. Occasionally I'll read, like, The Reformer or something. I mean, depends on...
The Shopper, you know, for listeners that don't know, is a one-time weekly freebie that comes around. But when's the last time you actually bought a newspaper?
I don't know, last week.
Okay, all right, so...
Yeah, you know, because Well, our town mayor, well, not mayor, but he was town manager of the town where I live at, he abruptly just resigned. I don't know why, you know, but it was in the front page of the paper.
So you wanted to find out about that?
Exactly,
that's why,
yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Right, but I mean, it didn't say why he resigned. It just, for health reasons, whatever, I don't know. It didn't exactly say.
Didn't really give you the info you were looking for. Rob, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
That's typical news these days.
Yeah.
Don't really tell you about the story. Yeah. They just quote some government source and then don't really answer the question.
Go to Sarah. I think she said she was in her 60s when we spoke with her before. Sarah, are you still a newspaper user?
Newspaper user? Well, you know something? I do read the newspaper once in a while. Mm-hmm. If they publish my letters. They have the editorial page. And, you know, it's funny. And then a lot of people have read my articles, like a representative, state representative. My friends call me. I saw your article. So it's really interesting. And
So you would not purchase a local newspaper unless you had heard that your story or that your letter was printed within.
Well, yeah, basically, yeah. And I would cut it out.
Wow.
So, I mean, we have to call the news station, did my letter get published? And, you know, a lot of my friends that like the red light cameras, they're like, when was it published? They want to get that newspaper, too. They get, like, excited with me, you know what I mean? So,
Sarah has a bunch of friends that like red light cameras.
Well, you know, I mean, that's all part. I ever talk about. I mean, what else am I going to write about? Speeding vans and red light cameras, and then they published about three of my letters, and I would call all my friends that go to these meetings. Like I got my letter published. Read it. So
how often do you get published? I mean, obviously you call into this show a lot. So do you get on the local paper once a week or once a month? How often are you in there?
Well, you know, I used to write. They've did publish three of my letters a couple of times, and I was talking to one of the
senators. That didn't answer my question.
Senators.
No.
You
said you had like three of your letters published. That could be over the last 30 years. I'm asking you, how often do they publish you? How often do you write to them, and how often are they published?
Well, that was about within the span of 8 years.
Three letters in 8 years. Is that because there's a lot of people that write to the local paper and it's hard to get in, or you just don't write them very often?
Well, I'm more busy like calling in this show,
That's a weird thing, don't you think? I mean, because I enjoy your calls.
Okay.
You do bring up interesting topics, Sarah, a lot of the time. Sometimes, not so much.
Why?
You can't win them all. As far as local, you want to affect people locally, don't you? Why wouldn't you write to the newspaper a little bit more often? I mean, if you are writing to the local paper, presuming they still have readers.
Seems like a lot of people in New Mexico listen to the show.
Well, that may be true.
We are
on in Albuquerque, I think on the weekends, but...
We get a lot of callers from New Mexico in the Arizona area.
That's true.
That's the whole thing is that... I know all of you guys have those smartphones, and then you guys could, except me, I got a dumb phone because I'm cheap, you know, but with a family plan, I only pay $15 because I'm hooked up with the, Raymond got a family plan, so the second line is $15. So, but we're thinking of getting a smartphone or internet service.
Now, Ray, you mentioned you're Raymond. Is that what you said? Is that your roommate?
Yeah, right. Yeah, roommate. Right.
I thought his name was something.
So
Richard.
We figured out a way to. But Richard, we figured out a way to.
Wait, is it Raymond or is it Richard?
Well, both.
Oh, it was like a middle name. One of them was like a middle name or something. So, now he's in his 70s. Is he somebody who reads the newspaper regularly?
Well, he only buys a newspaper when his article is published, and we cut it out already.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight.
If I am understanding correctly, old people just purchase newspapers when they have articles published.
if that's what it takes,
that's what it sounds
for
like.
Them to make a business.
They need to start publishing more of those articles.
Yeah, it's not going to work for them as a business if that's what their demographic is saying. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here. Bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the struggling newspaper business. They've been cutting back on on print runs. Recently, a major publisher, Gannett, which is the largest chain in the country, eliminated their Saturday edition. Gone to what they call the weekend edition, which is what they did here in Keene. Now, Gannett doesn't own the Keene Sentinel. Keene Sentinel is an independently owned newspaper. But I have, just out of curiosity, reached out to the auditing bureau to see what their current circulation rate is, because it was down to like 8,000 and change back in 2013. So I suspect it's even worse now.
8,000?
Yeah.
And they have a business out of that?
Amazing.
With only 8,000 readers?
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? They can pay journalists and stuff like that somehow. Well, advertisements.
Oh, wow.
The advertisers still want to reach people.
That's just 8,000 people that subscribe. There might be more people buying it out of the box.
No, that includes that. Yeah, that includes those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of a couple. I mean, maybe you can employ a couple of people, but that's got, I mean, they can't have many people left.
Well, some people just look at them at the Moose Mart. They're just like, oh, look at this with the Keene Sentinel.
That's what I was doing.
That's what I do back. Every day. Yeah, I do that every day.
So we're talking about the situation with newspapers around the country, and again, costs are dramatically up. $720 a metric ton to print instead of $520 a metric ton, so almost 50% increase in printing costs. Of course, you know, inflation's hitting them too.
This got to be a big one.
They say that this is the MSN.com story here. The abandonment of print has progressed slower than many anticipated. The media business analyst for the Poynter Institute, Rick Edmonds, said that the change at Gannett is incremental, but it's a step along the way to bigger reductions. The fewer people who subscribe to a daily paper, and we're seeing numbers dwindle, the more expensive it becomes to deliver as paper routes get more and more scattered, right? Because like it used to make sense if almost every house is receiving the paper, it makes more sense to pay somebody to go out and do it. But if it's only 1 out of 10 houses or something like that that's receiving a newspaper, or 2 or 3 or something like that, then it takes a lot more time. You know, the number of houses you're delivering to per minute is much lower.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting
hour.
Too about that is, you know, I normally would think, like, why don't they just use the post office? But
to pay for them for delivery.
I mean, especially
at some point they will.
How low their numbers are.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, well, that doesn't really work well either, because people expect their newspaper in the morning before they go to work. So, but then again, I guess if they're all retired, maybe it doesn't matter anymore. I don't know.
That is a good question. The post office wouldn't be able to get it done very quickly because they're so bureaucratic. Like the
mail comes to our house like at 3 p.m.
Right.
Well, also, if you ever send a letter within Keene, you will see that it actually goes to Manchester.
The delivery time would also be a problem because it would be delivered like 2 days later.
Yeah. Well, it might be the next day, but...
Why does it go to Manchester?
Because of bureaucracy. I mean, the way their system is set up.
Yeah.
They have this sorting system that they do or whatever. Anyway, some chains in the newspaper business sold their printing presses and outsourced their work to plants located further away, which means stories have to be finished earlier in the evening, and the following day's newspaper might not even have the most up-to-date information. So even the newspapers are getting staler as far as news is concerned. I mean, it was always yesterday's news today.
Right.
But now it's like late yesterday's news later, you know?
You know what? That's actually not always true. They used to have like morning, like lunch editions and evening editions of
Once upon a time.
But this was before all of our time period.
That's true.
This would have been probably like the 30s.
That would have been in bigger cities probably as well.
40s, 50s, something like that.
Wow.
Some publishing executives say there's still money to be made from physical papers, though. John Garrett, whose company Community Impact prints more than 40 free monthly local newspapers and provides daily online reporting, said the key is to produce a product that's attractive to both readers and local advertisers, and he says his newsrooms are adding journalists. He says print.
Wait, what?
That's what he says. But then again, he's only doing a monthly paper.
Oh.
So that's a completely different business
model. But you know what, Mike? If the quality of the reporting is up, that might make sense, and that might make it actually worth paying for.
A new magazine, it's on like this paper type material, it's almost like newspaper feeling, a representative came into the Mighty Moose Mart and asked if they could just leave it there for free, and they do like a monthly edition magazine thing, and it's all kind of like spirituality. And it's a Northeast
New
region.
England.
New England.
You showed that to me, I think.
It's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, and it's good for them when they can find businesses that'll just let them put things in there. I remember going around trying to find locations for the, like, I don't know if it was Daryl's Paper or the Keene Free Press a long time ago, and, like, the Price Chopper is a local grocery store. They charge you You don't just get to. They're not just all about the community or whatever. They're charging you some number of dollars every month if you want to have a spot at the front of their store because you know they get a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
I'm sure every paper wants to be there. The Indy Star showed Simone Biles the magnitude of gymnastics abuse. Here's how it got the story. Gannett, which merged with the Gatehouse chain in 2019, set a goal of increasing its 1.6 million digital-only subscribers to 6 million by 2025, but print subscriptions still bring in significant cash, accounting for more than $1.2 billion in revenue compared with about $101 million for digital-only subscriptions. The company expects revenue to dip, but to turn a profit in 2022. Gannett's newsroom saw some layoffs after the merger and during the pandemic, and by the end of 2021, the company employed 4,300 fewer people than just 1 year prior. Though it's unclear how much of that 24% reduction affected their journalists and how much was because of layoffs versus buyouts, attrition, or other causes. So just within like a year or so, they knocked out 24% of their staff. The Akron Beacon Journal endured layoffs long before it was purchased by Gatehouse in 2018, but there were no job cuts to their 40-person newsroom last month where the Monday print paper was eliminated. The journal editor fielded calls and emails from frustrated subscribers, though he said many have expressed a version of, quote, "We wish you weren't doing it, but we understand," unquote. He has written multiple columns explaining how to access reporting on Mondays, including describing how he helped a 77-year-old subscriber navigate to the e-edition on her iPad. So it's literally a process of hand-holding customers and showing them the new way of getting information. He says, the point I've tried to make is the world has changed, and we have to change with it. We have to focus on the sustainability of our journalism and making sure we're here to serve the community. But then they come up against this issue that they mention here, which is that revenues for Gannett on their digital side is like less than a tenth of the revenues for the physical print edition.
There's more competition nowadays.
There's, number one, yeah, there's way more competition. Yeah. But two, people on the internet, they're cheap. They don't want to pay for a subscription for something.
Nope.
I mean, you really have to have something outstanding to attract, because like you said, there's more competition. You can go and get the story about, we're going to talk about pennies. You can go and get the story about the penny probably from 50 different sources.
Or if there was a website where they wanted me to pay, I could just use 12foot.io.
Or archive.ph.
Yeah.
There's a couple of sites out there that do a great job of knocking out paywalls so people can get the information that they need or that they want.
I've always thought it was a bad idea to move to a paywalled version because you lose the advertising. And even with traditional advertising, you know, newspaper business, the money was in the advertising.
But that's the other thing. You can't get as much for advertising.
I know, but blocking your blocking customers, you know, ends up destroying
your
advertising
business.
That's right.
You're hurting yourself by doing that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. These old dinosaurs are trying to change with the times, and it's just, I don't think for a lot of them, it's not going to work out.
No, definitely not.
The number 603-283-6160. Speaking of dinosaurs, they're getting rid of the penny. We can talk about that coming up here in moments.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
a silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge, in many ways the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News. A new coronavirus test is getting the thumbs up from the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. The Boston Athletic Association held a press conference on Thursday with law enforcement officials to discuss a plan to secure the Boston Marathon this coming Monday. The FBI special agent in charge of the Boston division, Joe Bavana Valenta, describes the status of potential threats against the event.
At this point in time, neither the FBI or any other United States government agency is aware of any specific or credible threats targeting this year's race that can change in a heartbeat.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us. 603-283-6160. We're talking about old things going away. And I was just wanting to talk about newspapers, but then somebody, Olivia, called in from Arizona and pointed out that the penny is going to be going away. And this is something that we've sort of talked about here on Free Talk Live over the years, like the pointlessness of the penny today, especially with inflation and the fact that if the penny costs more than it's worth to actually manufacture it. It was like 2 or 3 cents the last time I looked.
I remember this when I was a kid. And
remember the idea of ending the penny?
Yeah. Well, I mean, plans and talk about ending the penny. I mean, I'm not the youngest, you know, and certainly definitely not the youngest in the room here. But it's been going on since at least like the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
So.
And now, and we'll get into it a little bit deeper here. I've got apparently a press release about this. If you want to weigh in, the number 603-283-6160. But let's go to the phones here. We got Law Dog on the line in Michigan. Law Dog, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir.
Those journalistic rags known as newspapers, they're just basically one party jock sniffing and ball washing the Biden administration, and they're part of the cover up. But
which explains Miranda why Devine, it is that the government is now hiring journalists, quote unquote.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Miranda Devine's hitting it out of the park. She's 60 years old. She's from Australia. She's got that laptop from Hell Brook, and by gosh, you know, Hunter Biden goes on 6 week crack binges, and you know, they're dirty. The money's coming up, and what we got to do is we got to impeach the big guy. Otherwise, he's going to pardon Hunter Boy, and he'll get off scot-free, and he shouldn't. He's the worst.
Apparently, Kim.com is about to release a bunch of stuff from the Hunter Biden stuff. Did you see him
really?
Tweeting about that?
I saw him mention something about that.
Kim.com? Like
I don't know how he has it.
I thought Kim.com was...
In New Zealand?
Yeah, I thought Kim.com was saying that WikiLeaks was supposed to release it.
Yeah, but he is working with some Swiss forensics group that is going through it, and they sent it...
To WikiLeaks. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Law Dog, what else you got? Anything else to share?
Yeah, just something quick here. It's just the introduction of, it's a book review of, preview, in a Miranda Devine's laptop from hell. It says, in the spring of 2019, 4 years after Hunter Biden's brother's death, Hunter Biden's crack addiction was raging. His wife of 24 years divorced him, and a steady affair that he had with his brother's widow was on the rocks. A stripper from Arkansas has launched a paternity suit. His business partners are jailed or vanished or presumed dead. The fortune he has made from the foreign oligarchs and Delaware donors has been squandered or inaccessible. There you have it, folks, off the record on the QT and very hush-hush. I mean, this guy's a piece of crap.
But I guarantee you, he's not going to see the inside of a jail cell.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Law Dog. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, he's the president's boy, so here are the odds that the Justice Department's going to prosecute him for anything. It's pretty.
Well,
pretty
earlier slight. This week, somebody said to Joe Biden, well, you're the president. And he said, no, I'm Professor Biden from Penn State.
Wait. No. He said this to Joe Biden.
I saw the video. I don't know if he thought he was making a joke.
Who knows?
Maybe I didn't see the whole context, but it was like, what?
Who knows if he even knows where he is?
This is a joke that's constantly being made.
Yeah.
If he actually is, if he's actually making a joke about himself, that's really funny.
I don't know.
So, soon, finding a penny on the sidewalk will be as likely as getting struck by lightning twice. The U.S. Mint announced early April it will stop producing pennies beginning in 2022 and will make its last batch April 1st of 2023.
Do you think people will hoard pennies?
Somebody will.
Because they'll be like, oh, these are going to be valuable.
Something,
now.
Yeah, right. And it's arguably the biggest coin news since 1857 when Congress discontinued the half cent. Which, believe it or not, people weren't thrilled about at the time.
I have to see this. Wait, what year did they end the half cent?
1857.
Shows you how old I am. I remember a teacher talking about how when she was little, they had half-cent candies,
wow.
I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember when I was little, the cheapest, little gum that you could buy was 2 cents.
Really?
Yeah, and then wow. I think it raised to, five cents. Yeah. I can only imagine it's probably, a quarter today. Yeah.
The coronavirus led to a nationwide coin shortage in 2020, which I always question that. That seems so manufactured. That seems so sketchy. The whole coin shortage thing that happened, which revived the debate about the penny's usefulness. The purchasing power of the penny, of course, and the dollar, has declined over the years because of inflation. And it should be pointed out here that inflation is an increase in the money supply. So the penny and the dollar have been getting worthless over time. And meanwhile, its production costs have gone up. In the 2019 fiscal year, the U.S. Mint produced more than 7 billion pennies at a loss. Of almost right. $70 million.
So, if I understand this correctly, the government's actually listening to us for once by...
the FBI certainly is.
By not producing as many pennies.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I just don't quite think they understand when we say stop printing so much money, they understand what we're actually getting at. Discontinuing the penny, I don't think is going to do the trick if you continue to print the dollars.
It costs roughly 2 cents to manufacture a coin that's worth half that. I'm surprised it's still 2 cents. I wonder if that's an updated number.
I doubt it.
Under the recent inflation.
If pennies start to really go away, like this article claimed,
mm-hmm.
how will they have things that are like $1.83 or something.
They'll round up. It'll be $1.85.
$1.85? Yep.
That's
so weird.
Yeah, they'll set their computer systems to, even though tax will come out with penny amounts, right, because 7% of whatever is going to be, there's going to be some sort of...
Yeah, they'll probably just, like, round up or round down up. Or cut it off or something. Yeah.
Wow. And he says, let's see here. In high school, I started writing letters to my congressional reps about canceling the penny, said a strategy head of strategy at Block Native. In 2008, it was obvious they were a drag on economic activity. And in 2021, especially compared to the efficiency of fractionalized tokens on blockchain networks, I'm shocked that we still have the penny. Well, it's not shocking. I mean, it's government. They don't exactly move quickly. They're not really responding to the marketplace or anything like that. The only
reason
care
about the economy.
No, the only reason they're getting rid of the penny is because they finally decided to stop throwing money away. They're losing money on the production of it, and some bureaucrat finally said, "All right, well, we can stop this now." You know, it didn't have anything to do with like what people want.
Yeah, I can, I don't even know. Like, I could maybe understand, like, you know, 30 years ago, maybe. I probably still couldn't understand, but maybe. But now, with inflation and all that, yeah, it's like it's
well past time.
I mean, can you buy anything with a dime, let alone a penny?
I put a dime in a parking meter today.
And how much time did it get you?
Not much.
Probably less than 10 minutes.
I was thinking today, can you even put a penny in a parking meter?
No. No, of course not.
They don't accept pennies.
No, the pennies are basically worthless at this point. Somebody, according to this here... Not everyone wants to see the penny go the way of the dodo, though. Some people are clinging to the copper coin for its sentimental value as one of the first coins produced by the U.S. Mint following its creation in 1792. Other pro-penny people say that getting rid of the penny could lead to a 1 cent sales tax being implemented on consumers because of the high number of prices ending in 99 cents. But maybe those prices will be on the way out, too.
Yeah, how are people going to cling to their precious... $6.99, so they can trick people into buying things price.
I mean, it's going to happen is it's going to go to $1.95 instead of $1.99. If, yeah,
or $2. Or,
yeah. True.
Well, you're right. Walmart's been doing that for years with $96. Walmart, do you ever notice that with Walmart?
Yeah. And that's weird.
Yeah, because every other business, it's $1.99 or $10.99 or whatever.
Because if something says like $4.99, I'll always say, oh, it's $4, and Ian will say it's $5. Yeah. Like at the same time.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Maybe enough time for you if you call in now. 603-283-6160 is our number. That's 603-283-6160. And I do want to say thanks to Joseph Scholl, who is a Free Talk Live Silver supporter of the AMPS program. You can go to anps.freetalklive.com there, and you can subscribe to our Patreon and do it for as little as $5 a month, like Joseph Scholl. Appreciate the support. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expand the ideas of freedom to more ears. You can help us with that. And you get some cool perks. You get some benefits over at anps.freetalklive.com. And by the way, Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find this and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. So, Chris, you had an update for us on a topic we covered some months ago. There was news about Mozilla Firefox, which is one of the most popular browsers on the planet. They decided they were going to stop taking cryptocurrency. Mozilla is a donation-based thing, right? Like, they don't sell advertisements, so they're supported by people that support them.
They actually are supported mostly by funding from the search results to Google.
Oh, really?
And or theoretically some others.
So they got a deal. They've got a deal with Google to funnel them business.
I mean, to the extent that they actually have users, which have been dwindling, unfortunately, because of other bad decisions.
Well, now crypto users are going to be taking a hike from Firefox because Firefox stopped accepting crypto, and they used the environmental damage from, which is all a bunch of BS.
If you start looking at their numbers, the crazy thing is they're saying something to the effect that the cost per transaction is $1,333 or something. Works out to something like that.
If that were true, no one would use Bitcoin.
Mozilla is saying that?
No.
The people claiming the environment.
Propaganda, that people are using to attack crypto. And I think what it actually indicates, sign-wise, is like,
it indicates that there is some power that be that really wants to take it out.
The federal government.
Not, right. Obviously the federal government, but like it's
the bankers.
Right. Like they seem to be more scared than ever because they're like just flat out lying about like this
That's
whole environment
do
thing.
It.
Because most people don't know how to look into it.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't know how to start.
Right, they see that headline. They see that headline and they think, oh, it must be true.
They start talking about, like, whole countries, you know, Bitcoin uses up, you know. Well, sure, but how much does the traditional, you know, dirty fiat currency system, you know.
No one cares about that.
And by comparison, it's actually way less environmentally damaging by their own numbers.
Absolutely.
Or accurate numbers, anyway. By comparison, it costs something, you know, it depends on what numbers you're looking at. But if you do, like, a Visa, and this is the crazy thing, is they actually are even comparing, these people are even comparing it against, like, Visa and MasterCard transactions. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how can you, and they're not even comparing numbers-wise because they don't even understand what they're talking about, but they're comparing it like, oh, well, it's easier to, or it's easy to, you know, swipe a card. Why would I trust Bitcoin when I could just trust my, like, bank or whatever? And
that's a person who's obviously never had a cutoff from a bank account or had their card deactivated.
Right,
or
right.
Cards, issues, charges declined.
Or had their stuff stolen.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just get your wallet keys stolen because you used a gas pump.
Correct. There's no skimming. There's skimmers for crypto.
Part of the problem is that the costs of using, every time you swipe that card, that Visa or MasterCard mm-hmm. or American Express, you're paying for it through increased prices.
Correct.
And it's not even a small amount. If you bought, you know, a $1,000 laptop, you might be paying $70 towards Visa and MasterCard to use that network.
Yep.
You know, if you were to, say, use Bitcoin, even though Bitcoin, you know, like, there's cheaper cryptocurrencies out there, but Bitcoin, even if you pay a dollar for it, or a couple dollars even for it, or even if you pay $20 for it, you're still actually better off as a result than using, you know, a Visa or MasterCard or American Express or, you know, any of these, you know,
so networks. The latest news is not about Firefox. Firefox was just the first big internet organization to stop taking crypto. Now it's even bigger.
It is.
Wikipedia.
So this is a story from Ars Technica, and Wikipedia community votes to stop accepting cryptocurrency donations. So, there's more than 200 longtime Wikipedia editors have requested that the Wikimedia Foundation, so they're behind Wikipedia, mm-hmm. Stop accepting cryptocurrency donations. The foundation received crypto donations worth about $130,000, that's U.S., in the most recent fiscal year. Mm. So, now, this isn't a lot of money relative to their whole budget, but it's still, like, not an insignificant amount of money.
Well, plus, what about previous years when Bitcoin wasn't worth as much? They received Bitcoin back then, too, and what's that worth now
if they actually take this into account relative to time, like, over the years, right? I'm sure they...
Yeah, if you got $100,000 in Bitcoin just a few years ago, it's probably worth more than $1 million.
Right. Now, I don't know if they were cashing out or if they were holding it what. But this is also a big question. And
they sound really stupid, so they probably were cashing out.
It's a good possibility. And it's interesting because I do know nonprofits that did cash out. Mm-hmm. And part of
I'm sorry now.
Part of it was because they were concerned about the legal aspects mm-hmm. of it and uncertainty, so they would just always cash out.
That's too bad.
But it was to the detriment of a lot of these nonprofits. Yeah, so less than 0.1%, not 1%, less than 0.1% of the foundation's revenue, which topped $150 million last year. Debate on the proposal has raged over the last 3 months. Cryptocurrencies are extremely risky investments that have only been gaining popularity among retail investors.
But it's not an investment if it's a donation.
It's not, and this is the crazy thing, it's not an investment, it's a currency. Like, that's what it was designed to be.
Sure, right. But people do invest in it. I can understand.
Sure, just like they invest in the U.S. dollar or euros or other things, right?
Which are terrible investments.
Right, for most people, you don't want
to. Those will never go up.
Right, you wouldn't want to invest. But in the defense of people who are investing in Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies usually, or at least Bitcoin, it has actually been like the best investment of human history.
But from the perspective of Wikipedia, that is a stupid objection to make because it's free money.
It is.
People are donating this to you.
And I can certainly tell you, I am not going to be donating, dollars to...
I'm never going to give them a dime.
I don't even donate. If somebody doesn't, if there's a nonprofit and they don't take cryptocurrency, I don't donate.
I have given to Wikipedia in the past.
Yeah.
And I won't do it again.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they're not taking crypto.
Yeah, like, I mean, and the crazy thing is, like, these are the people, like, I mean, people who have had crypto for years and years, these are the people with the money, guys. These are the people you want to be appealing to donate more money because they can.
Sure.
Whereas your average person who doesn't have, you know, they've been, I mean, look at the dollar. I mean, with inflation, things have been going in the wrong direction. So people have less, your people who are contributing have less and less money each year who only have dirty fiat. Whereas if you have crypto, you've been getting wealthier over the last couple of years or decade
last
or so. Cryptocurrencies are extremely risky investments that have only been gaining popularity among retail investors. I already said that. I do not think we should be endorsing their use in this way. let's see. Guerrilla warfare is Molly White, Wikipedian, who has become something of an anti-cryptocurrency activist. She also runs the Twitter account. Web3 is going just great. I suspect this is the woman who created a three hour and a half long video on like how bad cryptocurrency is.
Really?
And she attacks like libertarians in it, and I didn't get very far, but her numbers are just all wrong.
First they ignore you, then they fight you, right? Or no, then they laugh at you, then they fight you. So
yeah,
fighting phase
and,
here.
And it still blows my mind that people are like believing this, like how on earth, and they don't say it's $1,333. They simply they quote
per transaction,
right? Per transaction, but they say a certain amount per transaction, and then you have to convert it, and they do that because it's easier to manipulate people because nobody actually goes and does the math and checks them on it. But if they did, they'd quickly realize that this doesn't make any sense. And I don't even know where they come up with this $1,333 number because that's not the cost of like mining a Bitcoin. So it's not like the initial creation cost of that Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's almost like they're just pulling these numbers out of thin air that have no connection to anything.
$1,333?
Yeah, it was $1,333 or so.
Masonic numbers 13 and 33.
So let's see. Which highlights some of the many disasters happening in crypto? DeFi, NFTs, and other Web3 projects, the account profile says. Yeah, this is kind of interesting too because it's like you're also lumping like different things all together, and they're not all the same. They have different uses, and some of them are garbage, right? Like I don't think any of us would say like all cryptocurrencies are something you should use or all blockchain technologies.
I despise this particular viewpoint, the viewpoint that payment methods should be protested. I mean, it is just so short-sighted and so dumb.
Especially
when you're
going
to continue taking the dollar that funds wars.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.